from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Lana, tell everybody what's going on because I have my headphones still in my backpack.
Well, today is going to be a huge day because obviously yesterday it got announced that Old Dominion doing a show tonight in Ybor City. They could not wait to get on stage and get in front of their fans. And so they're going to do a show tonight. Now, unfortunately, all the tickets are already kind of accounted for. Now, they did say on their Instagram that if you do show up, there may be a possibility that you could still get in. But we've got a guaranteed way for you to get in, and that is going to happen today on the show. Now, in the 7 o'clock hour, the 7 a.m. hour, you're going to want to be listening for the Old Dominion song that we are going to play. It's going to happen right around 7:40-ish. Don't tell everybody, though.
Let's just tell people that.
So right around 7:40. And we're going to play that Old Dominion song. And you're going to, and if you hear it, you're going to give us a call. And you're the 99th caller is going to go tonight.
So usually we say call. By the way, it's great to be on the show. We usually do caller 9. 99th caller.
99th
for this
caller.
Particular contest. Yep. Pop-up show, like you said, Ybor City tonight. Bar is called the Crowbar.
Crowbar. Yes, and, so make plans.
If you've never seen Old Dominion in a small venue,
best.
Get ready. It's amazing. So, like Lana said, after 7 o'clock, your hint was?
We are listening for an Old Dominion song.
And your hint for that was?
7:40.
There you go. All right, so around that area, or that time, you want to listen for it and be caller 99.
And I just want to let you know that the capacity in this place is just a couple hundred people. It's like 300. So this is going to be a very intimate show. You are going to be right there next to Old Dominion. So this is something you definitely want to get into.
All right, so be ready for that. And on top of that, how about this? Kenny Chesney has officially been spotted in Tampa.
He's here.
He is in town. That is confirmed. All right, so he is in town, probably eating some chicken somewhere.
And broccoli.
And broccoli and all
taking
that.
Taking a shower.
Getting ripped. All right, so that's we're going to have some tickets for that, too, coming up at 8:25 when we play Kenny Fan or Kenny Fake. We've had winners all week. Cody crushed it yesterday. Excited about that. We taught him a new song when it came to Kenny Chesney. That was cool. And we got more cash. So a lot going on today. Cash, you'll get a keyword coming up at 8 o'clock. It's going to be worth $500. So let's recap. We have it. 7:40-ish. You'll hear an Old Dominion song. If you do hear an Old Dominion song, right when you hear it, you want to be caller 99 for the pop-up show in Ybor tonight for Old Dominion. 8 o'clock, we will give you a keyword with $500. And at 8:25, we will have Kenny Chesney tickets. The show is 2 days away. I am pumped.
I
am
so
ready.
Excited.
Let's get the show started so we can get to it. I want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Yes, you. What are you doing up right now? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Here's Cody Johnson. Till you can't on 99.5 QX. All right, we are asking you, what in the world are you doing up right now? We got Mike in Clearwater. Mike, what are you up to?
Going to work.
All right, where do you work at?
I work for a company. We do all DOD.
Did you say DOD?
Department of Defense.
Oh, Department of Defense. Yeah, we're going to need you. Absolutely.
I want to give a shout out to Lana. I'm from Minnesota, too. I'm from Brainerd, Minnesota.
Oh, Brainerd. That's where Paul Bunyan lives.
I don't think he lives there anymore, Lana. I think you might have been from there.
We had a cabin in Garrison growing up. We were up there all the time.
Yep, I know where that's at.
Oh, he's got the Minnesota accent. I can hear it still.
There you go. There you go. Big shout out to Paul Bunyan and Mike and Lana.
Babe the Blue Ox.
Babe the Blue Ox, yep.
Wow. Awesome.
A history lesson from Lana. I am shocked. Hey, man. Mike, I appreciate what you do for us. I hope you have a great day. And thank you for calling. You made Lana's day for sure.
Woo!
All right. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
That's where Paul Bunyan lives. We should give him a call sometime. All right. Coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity for Eli Young Band tickets. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. All right, we are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And we're going to send you to the Dallas Bowl this Friday night. You're going to see Eli Young Band. But tell us first, I wonder who this Secret Celebrity could be.
I am in section 342, row number 9 of Raymond James Football Stadium here in Tampa, Florida. We open the tour here Saturday night, and I do this before every stadium show. I just come up here and take all this in, and it makes me feel everything. It makes me measure how far I have to go to touch everyone up here with my music, with my heart, with my soul, and with my energy. And I can't wait. It's great to be back in Tampa. It's great to be back on tour. And we're going to have a blast on the Here and Now tour, everybody. Cheers. Mwah. From Tampa.
So he is out of witness protection and telling everybody where he's at. I don't think he's supposed to be that specific with it, but excited that he's here. So it's very exciting. And he will be, well, he's here, but he will be performing on Saturday.
Yes.
I really don't think we need a whole lot of clues on that one.
Well, I mean, give one just for fun. I mean, like, I saw him, it was like right underneath his pirate flag. And it was like, there he is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he's, you know, he has no shoes on, no shirt, and he just looks like he is just, he's got no problems right now.
That is true.
Yeah, what he was saying, that's the good stuff right there, what he was talking about.
Oh, all right. So if you don't get that, we've got problems. All right, so good luck. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. All right, we are playing Secret Celebrity with Jeff right now. Jeff, what part of town are you in, man?
I'm driving through Brucey Downs.
All right, very nice. All right, I got to ask you, who is our secret celebrity?
I am in section 342, row number 9 of Raymond James Football Stadium here in Tampa, Florida. We open the tour here Saturday night, and I do this before every stadium show. I just come up here and take all this in, and it makes me feel everything. It makes me measure how far I have to go to touch everyone up here with my music, with my heart, with my soul, and with my energy. And I can't wait. It's great to be back in Tampa. It's great to be back on tour. And we're going to have a blast on the Here and Now tour, everybody. Cheers. Mwah. From Tampa.
Sounded like it might have been Kenny Chesney.
There you
Kenny
go.
Chesney. He's here.
So glad you got that right. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Getting you warmed up for the Kenny Show, if you are going. We have tickets tomorrow night to see Eli Young Band at the Dallas Bowl. They are amazing live. You will love them.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You got it, man. We've made some Friday night plans for you. I hope you enjoy it.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
I'll put you on hold. We're going to get you hooked up, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hang on. All right. Well, speaking of Kenny Chesney, he will be here on Saturday. We'll have tickets coming up for you at 8:25. But we're going to talk to him next on 99.5 QYK. And wait till you hear what he says the hardest song to sing live is. Kenny Chesney, Anything But Mine right there. 99.5 QYK. We are officially 2 days away. We'll have tickets to see him coming up at 8:25. We got a chance to talk to him this week. He was nice enough to call in, give us a couple minutes. And we had some questions about the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Chesney.
Yay! Good morning, guys. How are you?
Dude, we are so pumped. It's finally happening. I know this is a giant production for you, doing a stadium like Ray J, but we are glad you're kicking it off in Tampa.
No, I'm excited about it. I really am. And I'm looking forward to people that come and, you know, to our shows and live with our music and are a part of our life to hear this music.
Hey, listen, we are always glad to hear some Kenny Chesney music. I'm not just saying that, but it just kind of puts you in a good mood or reminds you of a great time in your life. Or maybe if you're out on the boat, you can pick the perfect song.
Oh, that's a great compliment. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Talking to Kenny Chesney right now. He's going to be here on Saturday, as you know, with Old Dominion, Dan and Shay, and Carly Pierce. So, Kenny, you've had a lot of time to think about this tour and kind of get us back in the swing of things. What are we looking at? Some old Kenny, some new Kenny. What do we got planned?
There's a little bit of old school. There's a little bit of new school. And it's about truly about my audience and the people that come and get out there in those parking lots when I come to town. And about all the people that have, you know, they've given so much of their life to this connection that's been built over years, as you know. And it's just, you know, it's just a beautiful connection. And I truly wrote a song called Who Lives Like We Do, We Do. So the fact that we just, it's just a recognition of how blessed we all are.
Kenny, we absolutely feel the same way, and we feel blessed that you're coming to town. Well, the tour is called the Here and Now Tour, and we want to play a little game with you, Kenny, and see how you do. Can you hang on for us?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next. All right, don't forget, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, you are listening for an Old Dominion song, because what happens, Lana, when you hear it?
You need to be caller number 99, and you could be going to the show that nobody can get into tonight.
Yes, pop-up show from Old Dominion, Ybor City, at the Crowbar. That's happening tonight, all right? So, caller 99, when you hear an Old Dominion song in the 7 o'clock hour, Lana has given you a little hint, too, that it will be around
7:40.
All right. We are talking to Kenny Chesney, though, right now. All right, Kenny. We want to play a little rapid fire right now. First answer that comes to mind. You ready?
Yeah.
Last time you wore a suit?
Probably Easter of 88.
Easter of 88. That was a good year.
No, just kidding.
All right, most famous person outside of country music that's in your phone.
Oh, wow. The most famous person outside of country music that's in my phone. Oh, I don't know.
Jerry Jones?
Yeah, Jerry Jones is in there. Yeah.
Hey, man, having a billionaire in your phone is never a bad idea, especially with the boat he has. All right, two items that are a must on your rider at every show.
That are a must on my rider at my shows. Well, I'll tell you that I'm a pretty healthy eater when I'm working, so we have to have turkey burgers.
Okay.
And we have to have sugar-free Red Bull. I love it.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, you had me at turkey burgers, but then you threw me off with the sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah, like it doesn't make any sense. It's the worst thing in the world I could drink out there, but that's it.
Hardest song to sing live.
It was You Save Me, and we don't do it anymore.
I love that. Yeah, not doing that anymore. Way too hard.
Well, I every day I just kept dreading it. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be going, okay, do I have a good enough voice to sing You Save Me tonight?
Hey, I think you do, but you got to make the hard decisions sometimes. Kenny Chesney going to be here on Saturday with Old Dominion, Dan and Che, and Carly Pierce. Brother, we cannot wait to see you. It's going to be a blast.
Me either. All those people in the parking lot out there, I just want to say I love you, and thank you for being out there the last time. I can't wait to see you, and can't wait to see you guys, and we'll be there.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the time, and travel safe.
Bye, guys.
So pumped to see that guy.
It's such an experience. If you've never been to a Kenny show, I'm telling you, this is the best therapy you'll ever have.
And you got to understand that he's pumped up about it, too, like genuinely, because he hasn't toured in a couple of years. So right. He's like, let's go. And also, kicking off your tour, you got to come out with a bang.
Yes.
Because everybody's going to start talking about the tour for the next city and the next city and the next city.
And the great thing about Kenny is you just never know what he's going to do. I mean, he does go out in the tailgate area. I mean, he brings people out on stage. I mean, there's surprises throughout the day. So it is just going to be... It's going to be such a fun day. I hope that you can be there. Make sure you're listening at 8:25. I really want you to win tickets.
Yeah, 8:25, like Lana said. All right, coming up next, Carline Fun Fact. It's 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, it's a call line. Call line. Fun fact. Fun fact.
Woo! Well, this is interesting. Before the year 1915, parents could actually mail their kids to grandma's house through the postal service. There is a story about this girl named May, and she was sent to Ohio, and she actually had stamps on her jacket. Wow. They would mail their kids to grandma's house. Like, sometimes it was a mile away, sometimes it was 700 miles away, but this was, like, back in 1915. You literally could mail your kids. Give them up to the post guy and be like, here, take them to grandma's.
Can you imagine getting a return to sender? Like, I guess grandma doesn't want to hang out with kids, but all right.
It's just nuts. All right, I got one more. The Godfather director, Francis Ford Coppola, is that how you pronounce it, Coppola? Yeah. He made more money making wine than he did making movies. Godfather, for goodness sake.
Well, he was kind of becoming this big, big, big director, and then everybody wants a piece of him. Like, oh my gosh, he has a wine now, and I can drink like the Godfather. I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
More money making wine than his huge movies. Godfather.
All right, I like that. Both great fun facts today, Lana.
Thank you.
Awesome fun facts today. All right, very cool. All right, remember, in the 7 o'clock hour, you are listening for an Old Dominion song. When you hear it, you want to be caller 99. Have you stretched your fingers out, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay, so he will be answering the phones. All right, so
yeah.
When you hear an Old Dominion song in the 7 o'clock hour, which is about to start right now, you want to be caller 99 because we're going to get you into a pop-up show in Ybor City tonight. Only like 300 people are going to this thing. Mm-hmm. You could be one of them. So get ready for that. Caller 99 in the 7 o'clock hour when you hear an Old Dominion song. But your 7:15 second date update is coming up 10 minutes away.
It's that time again. It's the 7:15 second date update. On 99.5 Q. WQYK.
Well, yesterday, wild. If you missed yesterday's 7:15 second date update, all I can say is go listen to it on the podcast or on our Instagram or Facebook page. Do yourself a favor later today and listen to it. Never heard anything like it.
That was awesome.
Anyway, today, though, we're starting over. Daniela's on the phone with us. Daniela, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing great. We're glad you're on the show. We want to learn more about this date you went on. I believe it was with Kyle. Tell us how you guys met and what did you guys do on the date?
Well, we met through mutual friends.
Okay.
And we texted back and forth, and he suggested that we go on a date to go fishing.
Ooh, oh, I love
all
it.
All right.
Yeah, he apparently has a boat and all kinds of stuff, so I don't really fish myself.
Well, you said he apparently has a boat. Did you go on the boat?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We I was going to say, you confirmed that he has a boat. Okay, got it. Got it.
Yeah. We went out last weekend, and yeah, it was kind of cool and different to go fishing. I've never really been fishing, but okay. I mean, the weather was beautiful, and it was a nice day out, and we had, you know, a really great time. And we, you know, as we were coming back, we were like, hey, let's set up a formal date. And he dropped me off, and I just haven't heard back. And I really don't know why, because I've been texting him and leaving messages and just nothing.
Did you catch more fish than he did? Because that might...
No, we didn't catch any fish.
Oh.
Did you enjoy fishing? Did you like it? Because you say you don't do it very often.
I had a great time. You know, I learned something new, and, you know, nothing weird happened, so I just can't figure out why he won't get back to me. I thought we had a great time, and he's pretty great. I'd like to go out with him again.
There could be so many things, though.
Right. So you came back to the dock or the boat ramp, wherever you guys went in at, and you guys said, all right, cool, we'll talk later?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, you know, something on land.
Okay. Time,
I actually, you know, really like that you said that.
Yeah, we're gonna text back and forth and, you know, set up a formal date, whatever, and it just never happened.
I've got a million questions running through my head right now for Kyle.
A lot of variables. A lot of variables here. Yeah. Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do, Danielle. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Kyle for you, okay?
Yes.
All right,
Thank you.
You are still listening for that Old Dominion song. When you hear it, you want to be caller 99. Get you into their pop-up show tonight in Ybor City at the Crowbar. Listening for an Old Dominion song, and we're getting a hold of Kyle next. You're trying to help out Danielle this morning on the 7:15 second date update. And I thought this was cool. Kyle actually took her fishing on his boat. But like you said, Lana, you have a lot of questions for Kyle because there's a lot of variables that could
happen
there.
I mean, there's so many things that he could be upset or didn't like about her. So I guess we just really need to get him on the phone and see what he has to say about this.
All right, cool. Let's call Kyle right now and see if he'll answer.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kyle?
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle. Sorry to bother you this morning. This is actually JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
Did I win something?
People ask that, and you might have, but we want to first see if we can talk to you actually on the air about a date you went on, a little fishing date you went on with this girl, Daniela. I thought that was a really cool idea, man, to take this girl out fishing. She said she had a great time with you and wants to see you again. What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, Daniela is unbelievable.
In a good way?
No, kind of in the opposite of a good way, kind of like a bad way.
Okay, we want to hear about this.
Yeah, what happened?
It sounded like a pretty fun trip, yeah?
I mean, you would think it was going to... I mean, I thought it was going to be kind of fun, you know? I mean, maybe I was thinking a little bit too creatively or something, but, like, I was like, hey, you know, I like to fish. Maybe she'll come out. It'll be a good time. Enjoy the weather, things like that. And, I mean, honestly, she's kind of ungrateful.
Oh, what do you say that for?
I mean, we get out there, I, like, set up this whole thing, I, like, get the boat, like, gassed up, and we're going out there, and we're fishing, and everything was about that it was too choppy, that I don't like the water, that I might throw up, is this really the size of the boat? And then at one point, she actually snaps one of my good rods, like, I gave her the best one I had, and it was basically as if this was, like, you know, like a twig or something, that we're, like, you know, making s'mores, and then we'll just go grab another... twig or something. It's like that was an expensive rod, and there was not even like I didn't even see it register in her face that there was a problem. She she just basically was like, oh, okay, so, and she, like, took mine. So I had to get, like, another rod out to just...
Well, I mean, but, like, rods snap when you're going fishing, though, right? I mean, did she say sorry?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was just like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
I mean, we get back, we don't catch any fish. She's sort of, like, you know, pissy about that. And then, like, doesn't even help me clean the boat. It was just one of those things where I felt like I just sort of got a sense of, like, oh, okay, so you're not even helping me, like, with any of this stuff on a first date. Like, what's going to happen 6 months from now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you on that, Kyle. And by the way, as a boat owner as well, the biggest pet peeve is when people are like, all right, cool, see you later, and they don't help you clean the boat, and then you're just sitting there by yourself. And some people just don't know because they don't have a boat. But here's a PSA for everybody. If somebody invites you out on their boat, help them clean it up afterwards.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
Everything has to be rinsed when it's in salt water here in Tampa. It has to be rinsed.
Okay, well, listen, Kyle, we actually have Daniela on the phone. I want to bring her back on with you. Daniela.
Yes. Hello.
You heard what Kyle had to say. I mean, you kind of see what he's saying?
Wow. I've never had anyone call me ungrateful before. You know, yeah, the rod or whatever snapped, but it wasn't my fault. You should just buy better stuff if you don't want your rod to snap.
Okay. I'll try to give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you don't ever, have never, you know, you said you never fished, but like that was a good rod that cost, you know, money. And so it wasn't so much honestly about the price. It was more the fact that you were just completely, it didn't seem to bother you at all that you broke something that was not yours.
Well, I mean, it was an accident. It didn't go out of my way to snap it in half. It just happened.
And, you know, Daniela, accidents do happen, but do you see what he means by, you know, just maybe wanted you to say sorry?
But it wasn't my fault.
All right. Well, you also said that you had a good time, but then he said when you were out there, you were a little upset about, you know, maybe the conditions and also the fact that you guys didn't catch fish. Is that true?
Well, I mean, you go on a fishing trip, you're supposed to catch fish, right?
Not all the time.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying, you know, it's an art. It takes time. Sometimes it goes your way. Sometimes it doesn't. I'm just saying, like, you can pretty ticked off about the whole thing. And it's like, you know, not everything's going to, like, go, you know, your way every time. And so just kind of turn me off.
Huh. Then what's the point of going out fishing if you're not going to catch any fish?
Well, it's called fishing, not catching, Danielle. I'll just tell you that. You're kind of taking that risk going out there. But that's kind of the fun part. You're doing, like, a little bit of a hunt.
Oh, No, I'm not a big hunter. It's not. Okay. I mean,
I tried.
Seems like you would know the right spots if you have a boat and you go out all the time.
What about the cleaning of the boat, Daniela? Do you see what he's saying about that? That he might have needed some help on that.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, if I go for a ride with him, like if I pick him up in my car, I don't expect him to wash my car for me.
Okay.
You know what
amazing analogy. Not sure it applies, but amazing analogy.
Right?
I think we get it, Kyle.
Why would I clean his boat when he takes me out of the boat? I don't ask him to wash my car.
Can I ask a question? If we cook dinner together, would one of us just be responsible for cleaning the kitchen afterwards?
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, if it's my place, I'm going to clean the dishes. If it's your place, you're going to clean the dishes. That's just the way it is. That's the way it works.
If we cook dinner together, would one of us just be responsible for cleaning up, or would both of us do it?
No, I mean, if it's your place, you would be responsible for cleaning up, obviously.
Exactly. See? Totally makes sense. This is why I'm good. Okay? This is why I'm good.
I don't see a second date happen. I don't see you guys cleaning a fish together. A lot of things here.
What does that mean, cleaning a fish?
Don't worry about it.
Google it. I don't think you'll like it. But Daniela, I just don't think Kyle's into a second date. Now you know kind of where he stands and why he hasn't gotten back to you. So at least we got you an answer on that. Kyle, thank you for your time today. And I wish you both luck in your dating lives, guys.
Yeah. I hope that you find somebody who doesn't fish.
Oh, and you know what? Honestly, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And honestly, I don't think you'll be catching any because you don't seem to know the right spot.
Oh, wow. All right, we'll end on that. All right, well, I appreciate you guys being on. You guys have a good day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Oh, man. That was a lot right there.
Some boat etiquette there. I love what she said at the end. By the way, a couple of great analogies from her.
Yeah, actually.
They didn't apply, but they were hilarious. All right, what do you think? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Only one song comes to mind when we talk about the second date update. Brad Paisley. I'm going to miss her on 99.5 QYK.
Good call.
Walker Hayes, AA right there. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. All right. So we had Kyle and Daniela on the 7:15 second date update. They will not be going out again.
Mm-mm.
I just say this again. I thought it was a good idea that Kyle had. You know, usually you go to dinner, you're sitting across from somebody. He goes, let's do an experience together. I like to fish. Would you like to go fishing? She said yes. They went fishing. And apparently, when we heard from Daniela, because she's the one that reached out, she said, I had a great time. I thought it was cool. I tried something new. But when we got Kyle on the phone, he said she complained the entire time. She actually snapped one of my rods, didn't say sorry, just kind of moved on about it and just says, oh, okay, what are we doing?
Well, and the one part is she doesn't even help clean up the boat.
That was a big part.
And huge thing you don't do.
And then complained about the fact that they didn't catch fish. That's what Kyle told us. And then we were like, wait, she just told us she had a good time. So when we brought Daniela back on, she was like, well, yeah, why didn't we catch fish? What's the point of going out? And then she was like mean about it. And she was like, well, it's not my fault the pole broke. Get better equipment. Like saying stuff like that. We're going, whoa.
I know.
So she didn't necessarily get the whole thing. So it kind of, it didn't work out. They're not going out again.
Don't blame them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We have Margaret on the phone. Margaret, what do you think about this?
That girl, I tell you, she don't know what she's missing.
Good day of fishing is what she's missing.
Exactly. Exactly. Who does not want to go out for a good day of fishing for a date?
I thought it was a great idea on his part. But yeah, she didn't seem very grateful about it and not into it. So if that's one of his favorite pastimes, that's not going to be a good that's not going to be a good match.
She probably should have done a little more research before she went out on that date with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Margaret, thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Our favorite, Queen, on the phone. Hi, Queen. How are you?
Good morning, Jeremiah. How are you?
We're great. What do you think about this?
She's crazy because even if you've never been on a boat, you should know that if it's just you two on there, you're supposed to help clean up. And not only that, if it's like more people, you still offer, hey, friend, do you want me to help you clean the boat?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like how they compare it to the kitchen. Like he was like, if both of us are cooking together, he didn't say if one of us was cooking.
Right.
He said if both of us was cooking together. Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to both clean?
Yeah. I think he tried, and so did we, to make it click with her, and it just wasn't. So,
but it doesn't make sense. She's the one who called, and then she was, like, turning around being mean.
And then she said she had a good time on the boat. That's what I was confused by as well.
Yeah.
And you have a great day. Thanks for calling, okay?
Bye.
All right, we got Jana in Largo. Hi, Jana.
Good morning, JR and Lana. How are you?
We are doing great. What do you think about this date?
Okay, so me loving to fish, you are absolutely right when you say it's called fishing, not catching. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, an experience.
Right.
But boat etiquette, definitely. You always help your friend clean their boat, regardless if it's a date or if it's just a friend.
Right.
Now, her little analogy with the whole, if you're cooking, we're at your place, you clean up. I'm at my place, I clean up.
Right.
No, if somebody cooks for you, you show them gratitude by cleaning up after them.
Like, right.
If I cook, my husband does the dishes.
Yeah, these are normal people doing normal things for each other. You and I, JR, we all get this kind of stuff.
Like I always say on these, when it comes to common sense, there's nothing common about it.
Yes.
And when it comes
not anymore.
Not anymore, for sure. All right, Jana, have a great day.
You too.
All right. We appreciate all the calls. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but we got to remember, we have tickets to see Old Dominion at a pop-up show tonight in Ybor City at the Crowbar. And usually we do caller 9, but we're doing caller 99. You have to listen, though. Here's the deal. Yeah, Linda, listen. You have to listen for an Old Dominion song. When you hear it, that's when you want to call and be caller 99 at 800-992-1099. Could happen at any minute. So listen for Old Dominion. Right now, though, Cole Swindell, Lainey Wilson, Never Say Never.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, if you think about it, it's kind of smart for Old Dominion to kind of put a practice session because, you know, when you're on the Kenny Chesney tour, you're like, hey, you know what, maybe I should, you know, practice a little bit. That's mm-hmm. a big deal. So
yeah.
Anyway, so just make sure you're listening for an Old Dominion song, because when you hear it, you want to be caller 99.
Now, yes,
I mean, yeah. Kevin, you have to answer these calls. Have you stretched yep. your fingers and all that stuff?
I'm ready to go.
All right, so we have to wait till we play an Old Dominion song.
Is it going to come up soon?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just have to wait. It'll come at any point. And so when you do hear it,
okay.
caller 99, and just make sure you have the number 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Gotta wait, though, for an Old Dominion song.
Really? Oh,
wait. First of all, let's give it up for Kevin, because he went through 98 calls.
Congratulations. Yeah. It only took about 4 minutes. Not terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible. We'll try to beat your record tomorrow. No, I'm kidding. All right, here we go. We're about to take caller 99 right now to send him to Old Dominion for their pop-up show tonight in Ybor City at the Crowbar. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Bobby, pretty exclusive club tonight at the Crowbar in Ybor City. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's the first time for everything, because you're going tonight!
Yeah!
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Bobby, you are caller 99. I love the persistence. You made it, and you are going to see Old Dominion Woo! Tonight. Pop-up show, like I said, Ybor City. Crowbar, it's going to be insane. There's only like 300 people in this place, and if you have never seen them in that small of a venue, you are going to be blown away.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
How many callers were you?
Actually, this I tried about 10 times and I haven't gotten through.
I love that. Doing it the old fashioned way, Bobby. Way to go. We're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, okay?
All right, thank you.
She is in. That's going to be an amazing show tonight. Very, very excited about that. All right, well, listen, let's talk about Kenny Chesney tickets, though. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get you into the whole show where you'll see Old Dominion, Dan and Shay, and Carly Pierce.
And Kenny.
He will. We've been told he will be there. Yeah, those tickets coming up at 8:25 for you. We're going to play Kenny Fan or Kenny Fake. And by the way, you might as well give away some money, too. Your $500 keyword coming up next.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Lainey Wilson's career has been very explosive in the past couple of years. But, you know, it has taken her, like most people, 10 years in Nashville, working very hard to get to this point. This is a little message that Lainey was asked. What would you tell your younger self?
If I could talk to Lainey, who moved to Nashville in 2011 in a camper trailer, I'd say a lot of people are going to think you crazy, and you might be a little bit, but put in the time, roll up your sleeves, elbow grease, faith, and you're going to be okay.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now. As a country artist, it doesn't get more real than Lainey Wilson. Mm-hmm. That girl is true to herself through and through and so talented. Could not be happier for her. And super cool, by the way.
Yeah.
I can listen to her talk all day long.
Oh, awesome. I know. She's got a great voice. Well, we're all getting excited. I know we're talking Kenny this week, but in a couple of weeks, we got Tim McGraw. He is coming. And some of his big songs like Indian Outlaw and Don't Take the Girl, they're kind of burned into our brains. But he said if he were recording these songs today, they probably wouldn't even sound the same or might not even record them.
When you're 26 years old, you know, you're looking for a good song at that point. You hope you perform it well, and you go in the studio, and you're trying to make good music, and you're trying to learn as you go, and all those things. So everything sort of goes by you a little bit differently than it does when you've lived more life, and you have your own kids, and you have your own family, and you're looking back at it.
Thank God he recorded the songs that he did. I mean, those songs are unbelievable.
Made him who he is today. Yeah.
Where the green grass grows.
I like it. I love it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Tim, for making those decisions at 26.
Definitely check out the video that is posted on our Facebook and on our website, because he got a chance to finally meet the two people that are going out on, not Russell Dickerson. He met up with him, too, but the two people that he's bringing out on the road with him. He'd never met him before.
It's kind of cool how he did it, too.
Really, really a great story. So I can't wait to do that. All right. Well, let's talk Kenny Chesney. Kenny is here. He was at Raymond James Stadium last night. He posted this video up on Instagram. But a lot of us are getting ready for the show, and they're asking a lot of questions. You know, when can I go there? How long's the show? When is Kenny going on stage? We have all of this on our Facebook. I actually pinned it to the top, so you Ooh. Should see it right when you go to our Facebook.
Tech savvy.
Look at me. Pinning things to the top. The south parking lots will open at 10 a.m.
All right.
2 p.m. is when the north parking lots open.
Okay.
4 p.m., the gates will open. And I will let you know, this is because there's four big bands on this. The show starts at 5 o'clock.
Who's playing?
Carly Pierce will go on at 5 p.m. Old Dominion goes on at 5:45. That's early. Right. I mean, that's not what we're used to at a concert, but 5:45. Dan and Shay will go on at 7:05. And Kenny Chesney will take the stage right when the sun goes down at about 8:50. So 8:50. And he'll play all the way till 11 o'clock. So definitely something that you guys want to know. Ladies, you cannot bring your big purse into Raymond James Stadium. Literally, no bag policy is in effect. You're only allowed to bring one clutch, no larger than 4.5 by 6.5. And they will measure it.
Does that have to be clear?
This does not have to be clear. You can bring a clear one if you want, but it's the size of it. There is a list, though, of things that you can bring into the venue, like some blankets. You can actually bring laptop in there. There's
what? That's weird.
Well, I think that's for like games and stuff like that you can bring.
Oh, like an iPad?
Yeah.
We got a Zoom call here in the middle of the Kenny show, so if you don't mind, try to keep it down.
But, and then don't forget, we are going to be out there. We are going to be located right next to gates D and C near Bucks Beach, right there at the south side of the stadium. So, and plus, me and JR and Kevin, we're going to be walking around tailgating, so have a couple extra beers with you when you're out there tailgating.
I'll be driving everybody around because I'm not drinking.
So it'll be, but a lot of great information about the gates and the times. You know, put it on your phone so you can have all that information down. Day of show. I cannot wait. We are so excited for this big show.
What day's the show?
It's coming up on Saturday. And we have tickets for you coming up in about, 10 minutes.
It's now time to find out if you're a Kenny fan or a Kenny fake. Take it away, JR.
All right, Katie, trying to get her Kenny Chesney tickets right now. Katie, here's how the game works. I'm going to give you three categories. You will pick one category at a time. I will read you a question from that category. If you get it right, we move on to the next category. You got to get two out of three right, but if you get two wrong, you are out. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Do you want a Kenny song, a Kenny fact, or a Kenny friend?
Kenny song.
I will play a song for you. You tell me which one it is. Here it is. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning. Baby, come give me a kiss.
Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone Uptown. American Kiss? Down home, American
Kiss. That's correct. Looks like you're a fan.
There you go. Yes, Kenny. Hot start. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Do you want a Kenny fact or a Kenny friend?
Kenny fact.
The first time Kenny Chesney visited the Virgin Islands and fell in love with it was when he went down there to shoot a video for which song? How Forever Feels, Save It for a Rainy Day, No Shirt, No Shoes, No Problem.
No shirt, no shoot, no problem.
That's wrong. Looks like you're a fake.
Oh, Katie. Hey. All good, though. You're still in this. You ready? Katie. Last one.
I don't know the right answer.
Okay. By the way, the right answer is How Forever Feels, in case you're ever down on the Virgin Islands and want to reenact it. Okay? here we go. Kenny Friend. This friend of Kenny's has his own music career and accomplishments, I'd say, to say the least. But the two of them teamed up for shift work. It was funny how it came to be. The guy received a letter from Kenny that said, would you like to collaborate on a song together? Just check yes or no. So this guy wrote it down and had it hand-delivered to Amarillo by morning, and they recorded the song in Texas the next week. Typing going away. 5 seconds.
George Strait.
That's correct. Looks like you're a fan.
Yay! It is George Strait. Well done, Lana, on the clues. Let's just go back.
He wrote it down.
All he had to do was check yes or no. Had it there by Amarillo by morning.
Well done.
Katie, congratulations. You're going to Kenny Chesney, Old Dominion, Dan and Shay, and Carly Pierce.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Woo. Who are you taking with you?
Probably my husband.
Probably. Wow. That guy's really got earnest keep around there, huh? All right, Katie, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
All right, Katie's in. Maybe her husband's in. Probably. We don't know.
That was awesome.
Nice job.
Right. More tickets coming up for you after 11 o'clock, and it's about to get real in less than 10 minutes. It is Thursday 3, but because Kenny Chesney's going to be here, we are battling it out for the Kenny Chesney Song of the Week. QIK family, we will need your help.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Man, he gets better with age.
I liked it. Oh,
Tuesday, 43 wow. years old. I mean, the voice is maturing, I feel like. That wasn't a knock.
Thank you.
That
Thank
was a good
you.
Thing.
You're All
like
right.
A, you're like a fine wine. That's what I'm saying.
Appreciate it.
All right. I love it.
Here we go. So it is Thursday 3, QIK family. We're going to need your help on this. You're going to put your votes in for us. Obviously a Kenny Chesney theme because the show.
I gotta say, this was hard.
To pick a great Kenny song?
Oh, this was so hard.
So many to choose from.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So many.
All right. Well, you have made a choice.
Yes,
and you're about to pitch
choice.
This song, okay? And,
yes.
and QIK family, you're going to vote on that. So, Lana, why don't you kick us off? What song are you going with from Kenny Chesney?
All right. Well, I chose the song Out Last Night. Okay. This was, it was released in 2009. And I love this song because I can relate to it so much.
Yep.
My girlfriends and I did the same thing when we would go out. It's like the go for one, stay till one kind of nights. And we, because like you, I don't like to tell people what I do for a living. I always like to make up stuff and make up stories instead. So I'm always a teacher, or I work at NASA, or I'm a brain surgeon. I do the same thing. And so when I hear this song,
oh what's my goodness.
What is
so much
happening
more,
right now?
But it's so much more fun when you do that, when you can pretend to be somebody else when you're out there meeting strangers.
Okay,
and you can
be
just,
yourself, Lon. It's okay. You're a great person.
But it's a lot of fun. And then we giggle about it the next morning when we wake up. So that's why I chose this song, Went Out Last Night, from Kenny Chesney.
Girls drunk on a dare, singing I got you, babe, my Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night.
Kevin, what do you got, buddy?
All right, well, mine is gonna be Get Along.
Great song.
This song came out 4 years ago. The Trip Around the Sun tour, the last time Kenny was here, that was the name of the tour. It was here 4 years ago today, April 21st, 2018. 55,292 people were there. This song came out 2 weeks before the concert here in Tampa. And everyone knew the songs because that's how good this song is and why it should be the Thursday 3 winner today. It is Get Along.
Get Along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall. Learn. Friend, can't we all get along?
Great song right there.
Mm-hmm.
I went with a song that just kind of takes you back to memories. Maybe it's your first love. Maybe it's just a time in your life that was like, man, it was a first experience for me. Hard to duplicate. It's called Don't Happen Twice. Just one of those songs that takes you back. Not I Go Back, but this is Don't Happen Twice. Kenny Chesney. I'm sorry that my pitch is so short. Kevin and Lana basically just read a complete bio for their song. Here we go. Don't Happen Twice.
One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice.
Here we go. Great songs right there. So are you going to go with Kevin's Get Along? Are you going to go with the astronaut over here Out Last Night? Or are you going with Don't Happen Twice? That would be my song. So JR, Lana, or Kevin, who are you voting for? We need your help. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right. Thursday 3 right now with the Kenny Chesney theme. 99.5 QIK. All right, Lana, what song did you go with?
I went with Kenny's Out Last Night.
Kevin.
Went with Get Along.
I went with Don't Happen Twice. Getting your votes right now. Good morning. Who's this?
Pablo. How you doing?
Good, Pablo. What song are you going with?
Kevin's Get Along.
Hey, there you go. Right
Thank
there.
You, Pablo.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling. Have a great day, Pablo.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Maria.
All right, what song are you going with?
Get Along.
You said it.
Kevin.
Hey. All right, appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Alrighty. Crystal, what song are you voting for?
Can't We All Get Along?
There you go. That's for Kevin.
Thank
right
you
there.
So much.
Way to go.
Thanks for the vote.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
QIK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Christy in Largo.
Hey, Christy. What song are you going with?
Oh, you know, I'm going with JR's Don't Happen Twice.
Thank you. Very much.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What song are you going with?
I am going to stick with Kevin because I've known him for a while, and I think we need that kind of song in today's world.
Oh, I'm sure song. We do. I'd love to hear what the song name is, though. Yeah, you've known Kevin a real long time. You don't even listen to him. So basically all you were doing, it was calling to name drop Kevin.
Yeah, name
and all you were doing is just to say, it's Kevin. It didn't matter what song
you
picked.
Texting your friends to call him?
Yes, I am. Lord. Sharon, it's Get Along. It's Get Along.
Get Along, yes.
All right. Hey, I want to put you on hold so you can talk to some Kevin Moore and introduce yourself.
Have a great one, Sharon.
All right, Sharon, thanks for the phone. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Big fan. All right, here we go. Kevin, well, you won. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Introduce your song.
It's a good song.
I cannot wait to hear this song. It was great 4 years ago on the Trip Around the Sun tour, right when it came out. Everyone knew it. Everyone's definitely going to know it this Saturday when he plays it. This is Get Along, the Thursday 3 winner this week. Kenny Chesney, baby.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5, QIK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
This is just a little PSA for what we do here on Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. On Fridays and on Mondays, we do First Responder Friday. If you want to nominate a first responder you know, or a member of the military you know, it's very simple. If you just go to our website, 99.5, QYK.com. Find the Tampa Bay's Morning Crew section. It is literally at the top. It takes 5 minutes. It's got a form you fill out. It's very simple questions. It's who you're nominating. What is it about them that they do? Like, are they a firefighter? What branch of the military? They're in? Very simple. And then it comes to me, and then I'll call you. But for First Responder Friday, you can get a $100 Visa gift card from our friends at Crown Buick GMC. And then on Monday, you can receive a $50 PDQ gift card and a $100 Tampa Premium Outlets gift card. So please nominate someone today. It is super simple. It'll come to me and then we'll call you and we'll highlight the person that you nominated on the air. So it's a great thing and we love doing that every Friday and every Monday. So that's just a little PSA from me. Tampa Bay Lightning back at Amalie Arena tonight. This is a big game involving playoff seeding. They play the Toronto Maple Leafs. Ooh. That game is at 8 o'clock. And if you can't, aren't going, it is on ESPN. So it is a nationally televised game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we've announced this. They are playing a game in Germany this year. The very first NFL game that will be played in Germany. Now, we don't know who the opponent will be. We know who it's not going to be because they had to protect one home game because this is a Bucs home game in Germany. They protected the Green Bay Packers game. So it could be the Falcons, Saints, Panthers, Chiefs, Rams, Ravens, Bengals, or Seahawks as the opponent. We don't know yet, but we do know the date it will be happening because the U.S. consulate yesterday that they will play their home game in Munich, Germany on November the 13th, which is week 10 of the NFL season. So there you go. But it won't be against the Packers. That game is protected to be played at Raymond James Stadium.
Protected.
Which means that it will not be there because they're going to make way too much money off the Green Bay game.
So they said the NFL is like, you can protect one team that you want to have at Raymond James Stadium. Okay. And they said, we want the Green Bay Packers game. 100% at Raymond James Stadium, and it will be played at Raymond James Stadium.
Cool. My money's on the Panthers. That they will be.
Although he got some big name games. You got the Chiefs, Rams, Ravens, Bengals, Seahawks, all on their schedule as home games this year.
I know, but you're going to make your money here, not in Germany. I'm just saying.
That's right.
Go ahead.
All right. Speaking of Raymond James Stadium, that's where the Bucks play. Well, there's a big concert happening on Saturday. Kenny Chesney is going to be there.
What?
Well,
is that confirmed?
100% confirmed. I believe it's a sellout. About 55,000 people will be there. Raymond James Stadium for the Here and Now tour. Well, Kenny was spotted in Tampa. He actually put it on his Instagram yesterday. He was in the very top of Raymond James Stadium, getting to know the stadium, finding out where, you know, what it feels like to be way at the top. And here's what he has to say.
Section 342, row number 9 of Raymond James Football Stadium here in Tampa, Florida. We open the tour here Saturday night, and I do this before every stadium show. I just come up here and take all this in, and it makes me feel everything. It makes me measure how far I have to go to touch everyone up here with my music, with my heart, with my soul, and with my energy.
and I can't wait. It's great to be back in Tampa. It's great to be back on tour, and we're going to have a blast on the Here and Now tour, everybody. Cheers. Mwah. From Tampa.
Ooh, he is here early. Can't wait for 2 days from now. Raymond James Stadium, Kenny Chesney, Old Dominion, Dan and Shay, Carly Pierce. It is exciting. I love it. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
And we got 10 more tickets. Here you go. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. And it's been a fun day, a wild day, because not only did we give away $500, uh-huh, we also gave away Kenny Chesney tickets. And there's a pop-up show by Old Dominion that we got somebody into. I mean, there's only going to be like 300 people there. They did their giveaway yesterday, Old Dominion, that is, on their Instagram, and it obviously went very, very quick. So they picked winners. This pop-up show is in Ybor at the Crowbar. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure why they put the location out, because that's going to be a wild scene tonight. But anyway, we did give it away. Somebody is going.
Bobby.
Bobby is in, and I'll just tell you that. She was the 99th caller. 99. Because we said, hey, this is once in a lifetime. 99th caller to see Old Dominion tonight in Ybor. So that's going to be very, very cool.
Yeah.
Bobby, come say hi. I will be out there as well.
Yeah, JR's going to go out there and check it out as well. So look for the QYK people. We will be out there.
All right, very cool. What is your highlight of the show, Lana?
Well, talking to Kenny Chesney, of course. Right. Got a chance to talk to him. And I just love that he was just, because you asked the question, you know, what's the one song you don't want to sing anymore?
Well, I said, what's the hardest song?
Hardest song, yeah. And then he's like, you save me. He's like, I used to get so nervous about it. I'd have kind of anxiety about it. I didn't know if my voice was up for it. So I just dropped it. So it's not going to be on the list anymore.
Because we don't do it anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, just not doing it anymore.
Yeah, why give yourself anxiety? You got 40 other songs. Do the ones you love.
By the way, there should be 26 songs on the set list on Saturday. 26.
I was told 40. So we'll see. So make sure you count. All right.
One.
You don't want to know how many songs there are. You want to count down. You want to just You want to live in the moment, because everybody's going to be thinking the next song.
No.
The next song.
When I say 26 songs, that's a lot of songs to cover.
Let it just be a mystery.
No one's going to be counting.
It's like when you go see a movie, you don't go, oh my gosh, it's going to be an hour and 43 minutes, and you look at your watch. No, you enjoy it. See how it plays out.
No, that's a good thing.
Because you never know. Because he might say, you know what, I'm having way too much fun, and we got to get some of the kinks out, because this is the first show of the tour. Let's go another 24 songs. That's all I'm saying, Lana.
Okay.
Sorry, a guy can dream, can he?
It's a pretty good dream, I got to tell you.
That's what my highlight of the show is. Some other fun knowledge from Lana when a guy tried to give her a shout-out today.
I want to give a shout-out to Lana. I'm from Minnesota, too. I'm from Brainerd, Minnesota.
Oh, Brainerd. That's where Paul Bunyan lives.
Still, apparently. He still lives there. Paul Bunyan. Unbelievable. And his blue ox. So that's pretty cool.
Babe the blue ox.
There you go. Still living there, probably with Sasquatch. So if you're ever up there, definitely check them out. All right, Kevin, highlight of the show.
It's got to be our second date update. It was a great date idea. They went on his boat to go fishing, but after that, there was no second date after that one.
No.
That's a great first date.
Her thoughts on fishing, amazing.
Yeah,
her analogies, amazing.
Yes.
None of them applied.
None.
Nope, whatsoever, but it was awesome. So it's on our Instagram and Facebook page. We have a hand up in the class right now. Lana, are you going to tell us how many songs Old Dominion is playing tonight?
I'm surprised that you didn't pick, you won the Thursday 3.
All right, we're out of time.
Thanks, Lana.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.